Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Mark 2:23-28. Do not be onlookers. Rather, be compassionate. 1. Onlookers of life. There are always those who, instead of looking at their own life, look at what others do. They are what I call professional gossips, because they don't miss out on anything others are doing, and then they edit the true facts from their own viewpoint. Watch out, you might be one of those who criticizes while watching what other people do or don't do. But then you won't take the time to get close to others to ask them what they need or truly want. Be compassionate. Don't be that person who watches others just to judge them. Don't look for enjoyment in criticizing, like those people who get together to have tea and gossip about others. 2. Common sense. Common sense is often one of the least common of the senses. We tend to complicate situations rather than solving problems using common sense. The biggest problem is when we don't give men and women the respect that they deserve, when we give more value to the things that a person does than to the person himself. It is good to see Jesus solve the problem of his disciples' hunger by showing that man matters to God more than the rules. Our religion can't focus only on what is allowed and what isn't. Focused on the rituals, rules, or the gestures, it is not just that. Rather, Jesus reminds us that the heart of everything is to satiate man and that he cares about fulfilling every person because he is a child of God. Focus on that. 3. God is the master of everything. Life is not only rites and rituals. It does not consist of mere compliance. It's that and much more. It's encountering a living God who shows you how beautiful it is to live. It is remembering that God cares about you and seeks to satiate you, as we see in this gospel. Religious people often judge and question the person who seeks to fill someone's life rather than helping him in his need. But then God, who owns religions, appears, and he seeks to satiate every man and woman and deliver them from all evil. Remember that when a person is with God, he enjoys freedom. God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.